Welcome to Geography 101, where the planet becomes our textbook and every nation tells a living story. Today, our map opens to the land of immense scale, layered history, and breathtaking contrast. India stands not only as a country, but as a geographic universe. Its mountains, plains, deserts, forests, and seas shape the daily lives of more than a billion people. To understand this place, we must begin with the land itself. The subcontinent projects into surrounding waters like giant peninsula, seas cradle it on two sides, while mountains and mountains guards its northern frontier. These physical positions has always influenced who arrived, who traded, and who settled. Geography here acts like both a gateway and shield. From this setting, civilizations rose and connected with the wider world. At the top of the map, the highest mountain eastern on Earth forms a dramatic wall. This peak's young at geological times and still rising. The icy reservoirs release rivers that travel thousands of kilometers. Snow becomes streams. Streams become arteries of civilizations. Without them, much of the regions would be unrecognizable. Two rivers descend towards vast lowland known for fertile soil. Layer upon layer of sediment was created, agricultural abundance. Cities grew where water, transport, farming could thrive together. Generations built homes, markets, and traditions along these banks. Geography quietly choreographed prosperity. Life on the plains is closely tied to seasonal rhythms. Farmers watch the sky with scientific precision learned from ancestors. Rain can mean feast or hardship depending on timing. The relationship between climate and survival is intimate. Here's the weather is destiny. Beyond the plains, the land begins to live again into ancient plateau. Rock formations reveal some of the oldest geology on the planet. Minerals hidden beneath the surface encourage mining and industry. Elevated terrain changed how roads and railways were built. Human ambition had to negotiate with stone. Rivers slice across plateau, creating valleys and unexpected green. These corridors become natural pathways for movement. Trade, language, and belief system traveled through them. Geography shaped communications long before satellites existed. The land itself became the first highway. Toward the west, aridity announces the presence of the desert. Sand, wind, and heat demand adaptations and resilience. Settlements cluster near precious water sources. Agricultural or architectures reflect both defense and climate wisdom. Even scarcity becomes a gesture. Yet the desert is not empty. Caravan roads, roads once connected distant empires across these harsh expanses. Commerce followed courage and geography knowledge. Fortified towns emerged like islands in a golden sea. Human persistence redrew the map. If we pivot southward, coastline stretches in along intricate curves. Harbors offered protection for ships. Since antiquity, maritime winds link these regions to Africa and Southeast Asia. Spices, textiles, and ideas cross the waves. The oceans becomes an economic partner. Coastal life introduced different livelihoods from those inland. Fishing communities mastered tides and currents. Ports transformed into a bustling urban centers. Cultures absorbed influences from travelers who stayed geography welcome diversity. Further offshore slice island territories scattered like punctuation marks. They extend national presence deep into surrounding waters. Coral systems and tropical forests thrive there. Strategic values meet ecological richness. Distance adds another layer of governance. Climate across the countries is anything but uniform. Altitude, latitude, and proximity to water create multiple zones. Some regions experience snowfall, while others remain tropical. Variety complicates planning but enriches life. Diversity becomes the norm. The most famous climatic anchor in the monsoon, winds reverse directions with near theatrical drama. Anticipation builds as the clouds gather strength. Entire economies hinge on its arrival. Celebration follows the first drops. Too much rain, however, can overwhelm. Floodplains remind residents of nature's authority. Infrastructure must evolve constantly. Disaster management becomes part of geographic literacy. Survival requires preparations. Where water is scarce, conversation traditionally flourishes. Stepwells, tanks, and reservoirs reveal engineering brilliance. Communities learn to store abundance to learn to lean in times. Cooperation grew around shared necessity. Geography inspired social systems. Vegetation patterns mirror these climatic gradients. Alpine flora differs entirely from coastal palms. Forest belts nurture wildlife around, found nowhere else. Conservation zone attempt to balance growth and protection. Ecologies becomes policy. Animals migrate along ancient routes shaped by terrain. National parks preserve fragments of this movement. Tourism brings awareness and revenue, yet pressure always lingers at the boundary. Humans remains part of the equations. Population density varies dramatically from one region to another. Plains and coasts often teem with life. Mountain zones remains comparatively sparse. Opportunity follows accessibility. Maps reveals economics. Urban areas act as magnets. Employment, education, and healthcare attract millions. Skyscrapers rise where farmland once stretched. Urban geography rewrites identity. Rural memory travels with migrants. Transport network must be blind or bind these differences together. Rail lines across rivers and climb gradients. Halfways and highways stitch remote communities to markets. Airports shrink perceived distance. Connectivity fuels aspirations. But expansion brings environmental questions. Air quality, waste, and water demand attention. Planners juggle sustainability with urgency. Geography sets limits and cannot be ignored. Balance becomes the new frontier. Energy needs highlight regional contrast. Coal regions powered early industry. Rivers offered hydroelectric potential. Sun-rich areas now host vast solar projects. Innovation follows landscape logic. Wind corridors along the coast add another resource. Turbines transform motion into electricity. Renewable strategies reshape local economies. Geography guides investments decisions. Nature becomes collaborator. Agriculture remains deeply regional. Crop choices reflect rainfall and soil chemistry. Farmers adopt in remarkable flexibility. Market demands influence planning patterns. Geography converse with globalizations. Food cultures grow directly from these variations. What people eat often tells where they live. Trade then spreads those flavors nationwide. Culinary maps evolve over time. Geography nourishes identity. Language distributions show similar spatial patterns. Mountains can isolate communities for centuries. Plains encourage intersection, interaction, and blending migration layers, dialect upon dialect. Sun follows terrain. Religions landscape also map into geography. Scared rivers attract pilgrims. Hilltops host templates and monasteries. Coastal towns celebrate sea-based traditions, and belief finds himself expressions in place. Historical empires understood strategic geography well. Capitals rose near defensible or prosperous sites. Control of trade roads meant influence. Fortification mirrored political ambition. Power read the map carefully. Colonial networks later shaped priorities. Ports grew larger under global commerce. Railways recognized internal flaws. Resources extractions intensified. Geography entered a new era. After independence, planners faced immense challenges. Integration of diverse regions required vision. Development projects sought national cohesion. Infrastructure became symbolic as well as a practical. Maps turned into promises. Education spread geographic awareness further. Citizens began to see their regions in relation to the whole. Mobility increased dramatically. Opportunities multiplied, and evenly adaptation continued. Technology now overlays digital geography into a physical space. Mobile connectivity reaches remote villages. Information travels faster than terrain. Yet access still depends on infrastructure. Old and new maps coexist. Tourism amplifies visibility of iconic sites. Heritage areas require preservation strategies. Economic benefits must not erase authenticity. Visitors seek experience and meaning. Geography becomes narrative. Mountain tourism introduces additional complexity. Fragile ecosystems face heavy foot traffic. Waste management becomes urgent. Education campaigns promote responsibility. Beauty demands stewardship. Coastal tourism raises parallel concern. Erosion, pollution, and storms threaten livelihoods. Adaptation plans grow more sophisticated. Local knowledge merges with science. Geography drives collaborations. Inland waterways regain importance for transport. They offer energy efficient alternatives. Revitalization stimulates riverside economies. Historical routes find modern relevance. The past informs the future. Broader regions add geopolitical dimension. Terrain influences defense strategies. Cross borders rivers require diplomacy. Trade corridors foster cooperation. Geography shapes foreign policy. Cultural festivals often reflect environmental cycles. Harvest celebrations follow agricultural calendars. Seasonal migrations inspire rituals. Time itself becomes geographic. Communities mark space through ceremony. Art and architecture adapt to climate realities. Thick walls resist heat. Slopped roof shed monsoon rains. Material come from nearby landscapes. Creativity grows from constraints. Public health can also map spatially. Water access influence disease patterns. Urban density reflects transmission. Planning integrates geography with medicine. Prevention becomes localized. Education initiative increasingly emphasize environmental literacy. Young people learn watershed dynamics. Climate awareness enters classroom. Stewardship becomes generational. Geography gains new guardians. Economic corridors now redefine regional importance. Industrial clusters emerge along transport arms. Investment follows infrastructures. Employment reshapes demographics. maps remain fluid. Rural revitalization efforts counterbalance migration trends. Improved connectivity supports local enterprise. Tradition meets entrepreneurship. Villages reimagine futures. Geography evolves again. Climate change introduces unpredictable variables. Glaciers retreat in high mountains. Sea level tests coastal resilience. Farmers adjust planting strategies. Uncertainty becomes constant. Scientific monitoring grows more sophisticated each year. Satellites track weather patterns in detail. Data informs policy decisions. Communities gain early warnings. Knowledge saves lives. Despite challenges, resilience defines the nationalist story. Adaptation has always been necessary here. Geography demands ingenuity and cooperations. People answer innovations. Continuity persists. Travel across the country reveals astonishing transitions. Dialects shift within hours. Landscapes transform outside the window. Unity exists alongside differences, and variety becomes strength. For students of geography, This Is Lands offers endless lessons. Physical forces interact with human dreams. Every map layer reveals another narrative. Curiosity rewards and observe learning never ends. As our episode closes, remember that geography is more than location. It's the architecture of possibility. In Indian terrain and humanity remains in constant dialogue, understanding that dialogue deepens respect for both. Thank you for exploring with Geography 101. See you next time. I'm Daniel Lucas, and more to come, people. See you soon.